Do you find yourself stuck in the same place you've always been? Look around. Look at the fruit of your life. Are you seeing the same struggles? Are you hanging with the same people doing the same old things that may not be that great? Has there been any momentum or growth or progress? Would you say you're faith walking and seeing God move in your life, or do you feel stagnant in your relationship with God? Remember this, He never leaves. So where does that leave you? Maybe it's time for you to get moving. All this month at lifeword.org, I've been focusing on moving. That can look like a lot of different things, depending on what God is calling you to. But ultimately, in our walk with Jesus, it all comes down to obedience. Are we saying yes to move and live more like Jesus and move into the good works He has created us for? It's time. Get your boots on and ready yourself, because when God gives you an assignment, you need to be ready to act like Noah did. Your decisions determine your destiny. Who you follow matters. Ruth's life was blessed as a result of her decision to stay with Naomi. Where you go, I will go. Sometimes God calls us to do things that do not make sense. Will you move out in faith and obey Him anyway, even if He has you marching in circles? Victories are won through obedience. Many times in life, we must move through disappointments and suffering. You might be there today. While it's not the most appealing destination, the valleys are where we can be still and know God is with us and hear His still, small voice like Elijah did. Maybe you're not seeing movement or blessing in your life because you're stuck in unforgiveness. Take a step toward freedom and let it go. Allow God to carry your pain and trust Him with it as you forgive. If you're holding on to the ways of this world tighter than the ways of God, it may be time for you to take steps forward and come to the altar and put your life on it. Denying yourself and taking up your cross is what following Jesus really looks like. Move into that life of worship and sacrifice. You might not like to be around people or depend on people or want people speaking into your life. Guess what? You're called to go to them. You aren't meant to live life on a deserted island. God's calling you to community. When you move in obedience by taking steps to engage within the body of Christ, God blesses you and He blesses others through you. As we wrap up this month's focus, I couldn't get Lot out of my mind. Yes, the guy whose wife turned into a giant salt lick because she looked back on the destruction and judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah, and in her heart didn't want to let it go. While Lot didn't look back, even as the angels of the Lord were saying, move, he lingered. Lot had gotten really comfortable surrounded by sin. Go discover more about Lot in Genesis 19. God showed mercy. Still, Lot was a mess, and his descendants were historic enemies of God's people. Our decisions determine our destiny. How is God calling you to move? This can help point you in the right direction. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, that so you will not grow weary and lose heart. It's a guarantee you will move quicker, stay more focused, and you won't grow weary, whatever God is calling you to do, when you let go and don't look back. That's the truth. Get your boots on. Step out of the boat as you move in obedience to what God is calling you to, not only in this season, but every day as you follow Him. If you missed any of this month's broadcasts on moving in obedience to what God may be calling you to do, you can find them all and so much more to equip you for the journey at lifeword.org. I'm Lori Klein.